B-Pod Studios.
Too. Because baseball is a sport of failure.
Yep.
So if he fails,
there's a lot more failure than success as
work,
a hitter.
Yeah, work hard. Don't worry about it. You know, greatest players, they fail 7 out of 10 times.
Yep.
So my only reservation was, like, I'm not trying to be Mr. Marinovich, you know what I mean? But my only reservation was, oh, he is 6.
Yeah, that's a consideration, and that's for you to determine. But in sports, like, I deal with this in hockey, coaching hockey. There are parents that want their kid to play on the lower team so they can dominate at that level.
No, as opposed to being on the good team
where they should be, where they would just be average.
No, I'm on the opposite side. I want them to play up.
Me too, because it pushes them.
Yeah, it pushes them, and they'll get better.
Yeah, what is it for a kid to play at a lower level and kick the crap out of everybody?
The only way you get better is you play up.
Yes.
And not only that, I mean, we work in sports, obviously, and it's a long way away, the professional level, but most professional athletes, when they talk about when they were kids, they played up. You know, their parents pushed them to play up.
Yeah, and they got better coaching.
I just want them to love the game. That's it. Love the game. Play ball. You play ball, there's less of a chance. I'm not saying it's no chance, but there's less of a chance to go astray.
All right, Marv Marinovich.
Yeah, well, you're right. But here's the deal, too. You're lucky because your kid's born in March. If you look at the drafts in sports, and this is a fact, I think like 63% or something like that are kids that are born in the first 6 months of a year.
Really?
Based on the cutoff. Because when you're really young, that 8 months that you, or 9 months, you might be older than the kids in your age group. You're better. You play more. You move up levels. You get better coaching. And you see it in all sports where kids that are born in the beginning of a calendar year have an advantage over kids that are born in the second half of a calendar year.
Wow, that's interesting.
610-632-0975.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, my son was born December 16th, so he got screwed. I should have waited. I should have kept him in the in mom's belly.
The aunt was born November, so same thing.
He's a late one. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. We're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Let's go to Steve in Jenkintown on The Fanatic. Hey, Stevie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up, Steve?
Living the dream, right?
Some version of it, brother.
Yeah. Listen, man, you got to snap out of this and snap into the game here. You know, we're coming up on some good baseball here. Hopefully we swack the Rockies pretty good. But,
I'm feeling down. Even like it's affected my outlook on the Phillies, which is not fair.
You're depressed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what you do: take some St. John's Wort, and you'll live. Okay.
St. John's Wort.
Okay. I love you, but what are you doing? What are you doing? As Mikey would say, you know, Mike's also my psychologist, and so is Martinez.
I'm your psychologist?
Yeah, a little bit. They're my Flyers guru, man.
All right, what can I help you with today?
Oh, I'm good, brother.
you don't need my services right now?
You can armchair psychology Ant over there because he needs it.
So well, I'm trying. And Anthony will vouch for me. I've been trying all week to get him out, and I thought I had the perfect way to do it with having him watch the Eagles Super Bowl DVD.
No,
I had to watch the DVD with Baldy.
That's going to make him anxious for the current season here.
Yes.
And when's his health?
You're right. It's going to drive me nuts.
Listen, man, I know you, brother. All right. Steve the Marine here, the crazy one that always calls in.
Hey, Stevie Boy.
Yeah, I'm watching Kill Time right now, Stevie, that documentary Kill Time, Kill Squad or whatever.
Oh, by the way, all those Jason Bourne things are nonsense. John Wick is actually, like, Keanu Reeves has been training in mixed martial arts, like Aikido and things like that, for like 20 years. Now he's training with a bunch of operators to prepare for the next John Wick film.
Yeah, this guy Matt McGarry DM'd me and said he's training with Taron Butler, a renowned professional sharpshooter, to make these movies. So.
Yeah, wow, sharpshooter.
Yeah, sniper.
How sharp you shoot when you're getting shot at by the Taliban.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Stevie, we appreciate your service,
thanks,
brother.
Steve.
You said you didn't need a therapy.
Hey, America.
Sounds like you might.
America.
America's right. Yeah. Yeah, he's apparently trading with a sharpshooter, too. I always enjoyed the sniper movies, like the Tom Berenger sniper with the ghillie suit. I like the ghillie suit. It looks like a plant, you know, it's a piece of brush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I sit there for days. Gotta go to the bathroom in your pants because you can't tip your position. You got to wait for the shot. It's about one shot. Did you see the sniper movie with, what's his name, Bradley Cooper?
No.
Oh, it was a good movie. You didn't see that, no?
No.
Whew. Let's go to war.
By the way, McElroy's 4-over today.
That's not good.
He's going to miss the cut.
Do they have a projected cut line right now?
For the PGA, it's 3 right now.
All right, it's a +3 because Koepka's the leader at 7. He goes off at 149. Where's Tiger? Tiger's at, I think, +1, and he goes off, I think, with Koepka at 149.
I think the course is
too.
Playing tough today.
Yeah, you're seeing some higher scores here today. A lot of people on the plus side. Danny Lee +4.
He was 6 under yesterday.
Yeah, I shot a 64 yesterday. It'll be good. I like watching this tournament. I like the PGA. Bethpage Black.
Yeah.
It's a good tournament. Yeah, it's cool. Like a good drink, though. Let's go to our autism champ.
There he is.
Benny, what's up, buddy?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Benny, you ready?
How are you?
We got a big weekend, isn't that right?
Big weekend, Eagles Autism Challenge this weekend.
Where do people go? What do they do, Ben? Give them the info.
All right, so you start on Lincoln Financial Field, and then you can do either the 50 walk, the 50 mile walk. I mean, sorry, the 5K walk, sensory walk, or the bike ride. And then if you want to, you could join Team Benergy. There's still time to do that.
How do they join
Team Benergy?
Benergy, yeah.
So you can go to my website, which is benergy1.wordpress.com, and then you can follow my link to the Eagles Autism Challenge page, and then you can go on there and you can join my team. It's not too late.
Terrific. We'll join the Benergy team, baby.
And then I'm up to $27,000 so far.
Oh, that's incredible. Wow. That's the one thing about the people of this area. They always lend a hand.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, Ben, that's why you're the autism ambassador.
Yeah, the champ.
Yes, sir. Anthony, you should join my team.
Without a doubt, we'll join your team.
Yep. Can you sign up today, guys?
All right. So it's Benergy. One more time. Benergy. Website.
Okay, so it's Benergy, benergy1.wordpress.com.
Okay.
We'll get it done, Benny.
You can go to eaglesautismchallenge.com and type in Team Benergy.
Okay. Awesome. That's great, brother.
Hey, best of luck this weekend, Ben. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you so much.
You're the best. See you, man. There he is, Ben, the Eagles Autism.
We love that kid. He's a good kid.
He is the ambassador. Yes, great work he's doing. Let's go to the man. I love talking to this guy. Let's go to Eric from Trenton. Hey, Eric, how are you?
Good. Everybody get out there and support that guy.
Absolutely.
Hey, cuz, I'd like to thank you for having me down there. I mean,
of course.
I'm a little stir crazy with my foot being the way it is, and it gave me something to do.
You still got the boot on, eh?
Yeah. So I'm for 6.
Yeah.
I got to go back to June 6th. I see the doctor again, and then maybe it'll come off.
All right, man. Good luck.
And Gigi just loved cuz.
That's a great dog. Sandwich.
I don't know if you had a ham sandwich in your pocket or what, because she was following you everywhere.
I'm a dog person. Dogs love me.
A ham sandwich in his pocket.
Yeah, I'm a big dog.
You got a Primo stuffed in there? You're just happy to see me.
Maybe. I mean,
I'm an animal. I'm an animal person. I love animals.
Yeah, I know that.
What do you got on the Sixers, Eric?
They can't get offensive boards. I mean, they gave up so many offensive boards. I thought Embiid was like Bobo Stein out there. You know, he wasn't jumping up and grabbing them and, you know, taking them.
Yeah, he looked gassed, didn't he?
Well, that's what Bobo Stein looks like. You know, he just stands there, his arms are like his shoulders, and he never puts his hands up, and he gives up rebounds.
Well, look, I think he played 45 minutes in that last game. He played a lot, and obviously he wasn't of perfect health going in. That's a big thing for next year. That's one of the big what ifs that I have. I got to roll these out, you know. And Embiid's got. He said he's got. This was the motivation he needed. I hope he holds himself to that word.
Yeah, I can agree with that. You know, he's got to work harder on his conditioning and everything else. And I mean, I think it was the third quarter. They said they gave up 20 more shots to the other team.
24.
I mean,
total.
That should have been a blowout.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were lucky to hang in there.
What does Eric have on the docket this weekend? What do you got going on, E?
Mom,
No Sixers this weekend.
My mom's phone, and then I got to go visit her up at the hospital.
Okay. Any you get NASCAR this weekend? Where are the boys turning left?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? What's the matter
I'm
with
not
you?
Not sure. But they're always turning them left across the bridge over in Bridgeport.
Right, short track.
Saturday night.
All right, man.
You want to take the kids? Good cheap night out. You don't get charged for parking, and food's pretty cheap.
All right, brother. Well, enjoy it, man.
Thanks, Eric.
Guys, have a good day, and thanks again for having me.
Anytime,
Eric. Yeah, it's open door policy here on the midday program.
We always say that. And you want to come in, hang out?
Yep.
Just come on and hang out.
All right, this weekend it's the Charlotte Motor Speedway. And you in?
Nah.
You ain't down there in Charlotte?
Nah, I'm out.
That Darryl Waltrip on the call?
Now listen, I mean, you know, people love it. I'm on red, like whatever you like. I'm not a.
I'd like to take you to one of those. We'll go to Pocono.
I'm out. It just doesn't interest me.
It's a good Pocono's party. Bad, man. You gotta go to Dover.
Yeah, Pocono's hard to see the whole track. That's the problem. Unless you're
this
way
is
out.
Not. I mean, listen. People love it. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not. It's not. I'm not a fan. I like a game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a game guy.
Yeah. You need like a goal, a ball, something, yeah. Somewhere to put it.
Game or maybe a fight, but even that, you know.
You know, you're out on the fight game a little bit?
I'm not as, I used to love it. You know, I still like it, but I'm a game man.
What about MMA? Egan's a big MMA guy.
Yeah, I mean, every once in a while, but I'm not a huge fan.
I'm going to an MMA fight tonight.
Are you?
Yeah, in Atlantic City in the Hard Rock.
That's cool.
Nice.
Oh, yeah?
It's
my buddy runs that place. That's cool.
I went to Pocono Raceway last year for the first time.
You did? Did you like that?
It was cool.
Yeah.
Cool experience. A lot of left turns.
Yeah. It's a tri-oval. There. They got the tunnel turn.
Oh, yeah? That's
cool. Yeah. Seeing 43 cars come by at 200 miles an hour, inches from each other.
No, I mean, loud. Listen, it's an amazing skill. Like,
not a sport.
It's great. People like, you know.
Is it a sport?
Yeah, it's a sport.
You just don't want to have the argument?
No. No, it is. Like, it's a sport.
You don't want to have the argument.
No, listen. But the one thing I've learned when I got is, hey, you like that?
Good
God bless.
You. Yeah, enjoy
it. All right, enjoy it.
All right.
Not for me.
Five what-ifs of the Sixers coming up for you.
All right.
Stay tuned. We're back after this, 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, it's Jason Martinez. I got to tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. What a time to get in on the action, because FanDuel's offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. Well, the risk-free bet, yeah, that's an amazing deal, but it's just the beginning. Because FanDuel Sportsbook, they have tons of other awesome promos that happen all the time. On any day, you can find odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more. So you always got to check in. Plus, their new cash-out feature makes it easy to get your winnings early. And there's tons of sports to choose from. How about the golf this weekend? Or hockey, basketball, baseball?
The golf.
I love it. After Sunday night's game, do you like maybe the Raptor to take it over Milwaukee for a series bet? Well, don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet on any sport when you use my code Jason. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from anywhere in New Jersey and sign up with promo code Jason and make your first bet. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund of inside credit up to $500. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now and claim your $500 risk-free bet before it's too late. You must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for the terms and conditions.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Phil's Rocks tonight. And Milwaukee, Toronto tonight came to.
You gonna dip in?
Oh, I don't know, dude. It's supposed to rain?
Toronto out of gas? No, I don't think so.
Damn.
It's supposed to be nice. Phil's a -118 fave tonight. Let me look at the basketball line for tonight. It was what, 6 for the game one, I think?
I think so.
From Milwaukee?
6 or 7, yeah.
Tonight is 6.5, opened at 7. Milwaukee at home tonight. Are you going to torture yourself? Or are you going to watch the Eagle DVD?
I don't know. I don't know. It's me and the boys night. Probably movie night.
Yeah.
I'll watch Phil's.
You watching John Wick tonight with the boys?
I always watch the Phil's. No, why? No John Wick with the boys?
Nah. Yeah, that's not a kid's movie.
No.
Nah. Nah, your son's six. He's not ready for that.
He likes Anaconda.
Oof. He's into snakes?
He loves all that stuff. The monsters and whatever. Yeah. the Meg. He watched the Meg.
Oh, that was terrible.
But
still in a theater.
That said, I'll be in watch. I'll watch Phil's, you know.
Yeah. Hunker down. Nice snacks.
I don't know. It's a nice thing. I'm telling you, I'm in a funk. I need to go away.
Yeah, you need to figure something out.
I'm in a bad funk.
You need to refine your center. How about yoga?
Hot yoga?
Yeah, a little hot yoga for you.
Yeah.
Downward dog. Remember Richie Aprile was doing it. Downward dog. <Yeah. laughs> You ever think you'd see me doing the downward dog?
The thing
dog?
Is, like, you need to be stirred.
Yeah. There's nothing that's going to stir you for a while, dude. I'm sorry.
No.
I wish there was a way.
I mean, it's May. We got a long way to go to football season.
Oh, we do. We got a while. Now, OTAs are next week. So we're starting to get some reports in that regard. But I have these...
You know what the problem is with football right now, the Eagles? Is it's all going to be about Wentz, and you're not really going to know the answer until they play.
Until the season's done, basically.
Yeah, like, I think Carson comes out and has a great year. But,
provided he's healthy.
You know, I mean, that's bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, you can do anything you want to protect the quarterback and all that stuff, but it doesn't matter sometimes.
Yeah.
Because football, anything can happen. All right, I'm going to give you the what-ifs in a minute, but let's go to, the man, Dave.
Movie Dave.
Movie Dave from Allied, our buddy checking in. How you doing, Dave?
I'm good. I hear it's John Wick hour.
Well, Pat loves it. He said that you love it.
I love it. That's what's going to get you out of your funk. When the boys go to bed tonight, I want you to throw on the first one, and then you'll end up watching the second one. And then on Sunday, Monday, whenever you want to go, you're going to go to the theater, and you're going to be snapped right out of it. Because those movies are amazing, and they get better every installment.
Are you serious?
This is going to snap Anthony out of the funk.
Dave and I, we go back a long way, Movie Dave.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what. When the first one came out, when they talked about the first one, I heard the plot, which I told you I love because it starts simple. When I heard it, I was like, and they did the trailer.
More involved plot.
But it gets evolved, and that's what's good. Because when I went into the first one, I'll admit, I was like you, like Keanu, hit or miss, whatever.
Yeah, he's a miss or miss.
And then I walked out of it, and I was floored. And then you get to the second one, and they expand it. The fight scenes are unbelievable. No CGI. That's the best part. It was a stuntman director. It was his stuntman from The Matrix that directed it. It's incredible to watch.
All right.
What they do is incredible.
All right. You say it's better than Bourne.
All right. Now I agree. Ask, Dan, does this guy got good credibility to you?
My Movie Dave's, yeah.
All
Movie
right.
Dave's,
Movie Make Dave's, sure.
Movie Dave's is, I trust him. He's also a great Eagles fan.
That's right. And, you know, you said it with the funk. You have time. You know, like you said, we have too much time into football season. But this team is deep. I'm excited. I'm already stirred up for it. I can't wait to watch Deshaun back.
Me too.
Like the linebacker signing. Like, this team is deep. I'm hyped, and it's, what, May? Like, it's going to get better as we go on. You can get out of this funk. John Wick and looking forward to Deshaun catching bombs from Wentz.
All right,
you're starting to get him now.
You've actually talked me into
because he went Wick with Wentz.
Trying
Wick and Wentz. There you go.
Wick and Wentz.
Yeah, John Wick in the movie goes because I can. I should watch The Revenant this weekend.
It is Keanu though, Dave.
Yeah,
you know Keanu. I mean?
He's not exactly Bob De Niro.
His track record recently isn't too good, but. Keanu, like, he's perfect for this part because he's the silent assassin. And he can do the stunts. He does the stunts himself. So when he does that, Keanu, like, yeah. It works because he just, you know, smacked around.
He's not silent the whole movie? You had me at that.
Like, he doesn't talk that much in it. I mean, he talks, good. But it's
Well, they're playing to his strengths.
Exactly. Well, his stunts are his strengths. I'm telling you, it totally works.
All right, so one last thing, though. You got to get me past the hotel for assassins.
The Continental? No, trust me. Once you watch it, it works. If you can get into how Bourne can jump in and out of the grid, you can get into the hotel.
All right.
Well, here's the deal. You better sell my movie the way you sell this movie.
You got it.
All right.
All right.
I'll give it a shot.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, right. Buddy.
Thanks.
It's Movie Dave.
We got to go through Keanu Reeves' films at some point. How many good ones are
there? I'm in a weird mood of just, I just feel like bleeping around today.
Yeah, I know. You and I both. There's nothing, there's no urgency to anything.
I don't feel like having some heavy sports conversations.
Yeah.
Today.
I'm going to throw these things at you real quick, but I'll throw a couple. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure from 1989, one of his early movies. You in?
No.
You ever see it?
They're making a sequel of that.
No.
Yeah, well, there was already one sequel, wasn't there?
They're making another one.
Oh, cool. Well, can't wait to miss that one. How about there was a decent movie he did in 1986 I thought was actually pretty good. It was called River's Edge. Dennis Hopper's in that movie.
I didn't say it.
And it's about a murder. It's actually it's actually not bad. Maybe it was just because I was younger, but not bad. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. He's in Much Ado About Nothing. You ever see that?
No.
How about Speed was a big one, 1994 with Sandra Bullock.
I saw it and then hated it.
All right. Johnny Mnemonic.
Johnny Mnemonic, no.
Mnemonic, no. How about, I'm trying to find one. Feeling Minnesota.
No.
The Devil's Advocate.
Yes.
Finally.
One of my favorite movies.
Wow.
But it's Al.
Yeah, because Al's the devil.
Yeah, but he stinks in it. But Al somehow saves the movie.
Okay, The Matrix we talked about, where he's Neo. And all the other alliterations thereof. The Replacements.
No, I refuse was a quarterback. To watch him to watch play quarterback.
All right. The Gift. Probably not. Hardball. He was in The Animatrix. Let me see if there's any.
Because you missed it. You missed the Point Break.
Yeah, where did it? I didn't even see
you
that.
You missed Point Break, yeah. Man. That's his best role ever.
Johnny Utah.
Yeah.
And of course, that's what.
Utah.
No, his best role ever is John
Utah.
Wick.
Give me two.
It is?
Yeah, John Wick's his best role ever.
All right. He was in Youngblood.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I missed him in Youngblood.
He had a minor role in Youngblood as well, way back in 1986, along with Rob Lowe and Patrick Swayze. Huh. all right, let me give you a couple of these what-ifs real quick.
All right,
this is the biggest what-ifs in Philadelphia sports in regards to the Sixers. If we believe that they're going to go into next season, Anthony, as a title contender, I believe they have to overcome these five what-ifs. A big what-if? If Embiid takes his diet, fitness, and health seriously this offseason, comes in great shape, lighter to put less pressure on the knees.
I feel good about him doing that. I mean, you know, I think that's the people's problem with Ben is that he doesn't make them feel at ease, whereas Embiid addressed it during his interview, his exit news conference.
Yeah, he put it in his tweet.
And I think people saw it and went, all right.
Yep, he recognizes the issue, and he knows how to fix it. Another big what-if, we can't answer this one fully right now, is if Embiid can stay healthy and be available for the playoffs. He's going to be load-managed next year. We know that. He's not going to probably play in back-to-backs. If so, if he does, very limited back-to-backs. He played in 54 of the first 58 games this year and five back-to-backs in that first 58 games of the season. In all of them. In the second half, he didn't play at home. There was a little bit that hurt him a little bit in the long run. Ben Simmons, what if Ben Simmons develops a shot? Do you believe Ben
will? It's not just develop a shot. I think it go against what I said, which is attacking the rim more than developing a shot. The willingness to go to the foul line, to be at ease to go to the foul line. There's a really good story, Philly Voice today, by Kyle Newbeck on Ben and his brother.
His brother is Liam?
Yes.
Liam Simmons? Okay.
And it's a really good story. Really well done by Kyle. And he gets into it. And he talks about how... And he actually talks about what his brother's, you know, done. Like his credentials.
Mm-hmm.
Like his brother was a coach... And, you know, like a few small schools.
Okay. So it's not like he's just his brother and this is some kind of token job.
Right.
He knows what he's doing. The next, number four, that the Sixers, what if the Sixers keep Butler and Harris? Now, that's a little bit out of their hands, obviously. And, you know, pending what they offer Jimmy Butler or Tobias Harris, both of them returning is a what if. What if they don't? What if they don't both return? Who do they replace them with?
You're not going to replace them both. I mean,
yeah.
It's hard because of the cap.
Yeah. And then the last
one. You know what's funny? I got a buddy of mine, Tommy Roz. All right? Because you were talking about load management with yeah. Joe. And Tommy Roz hits me with, did the 83-6ers get managed?
I talked about this yesterday with Tyrone.
Get load managed.
It's a bit of a... Well, the NBA this past season started a little earlier to spread their games so they had less games and, you know, we'd have four games in five mm-hmm. nights, those kind of things. They did that a little bit, but there's still... There's Kawhi missed, like, what, 20 games? There's still players missing games, and it's a quarter of a season because of load management to keep guys fresh for a playoff run. Is that an issue for the NBA?
Listen, it's always going to be an issue in that when Pop started doing it,
mm-hmm.
because the regular season is basically meaningless.
Yeah, just get in, have some positioning.
But here's my thing. You can't give me, did the 83-6ers get load managed? Come on, Bo.
The sports science dictates it.
You can't. Listen, this is what it is. You got to accept it. You can't sound like you're the dude. What was it? Clint Eastwood movie. You can't. Gran Torino. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, listen, it's not 1983 anymore, all right?
It's like saying people should still be smoking.
Roz, stop busting my balls over this thing.
And last what if. That if the Sixers can add depth and have a point guard coming off the bench that can shoot the three, a center to spell Embiid and maybe the 20-plus games that he may miss, plus a deeper and more reliable bench. Those are the five what-ifs that they have to accomplish this summer.
Yeah, but the guy off the bench, the one shooter, that's going to help you.
Yeah, big time. And maybe...
The guy that's a combo off the bench, and you got to figure out a rim protector.
Yeah. And it's not Bolden. It's not Boban.
Well, Bolden be back.
Yeah, but he's not the guy. That's not good enough.
Well, not yet.
It's not Greg Monroe.
The problem with Bolden is he's an athlete. He could be taught. You gotta work with him.
Maybe you think he can be developed to a level where he's going to be passable.
He's not a great shot blocker. He's not a great rim protector, but he can shoot. He's active. He's a good athlete. So, I just didn't work with him.
Pretty big what-ifs when it comes to the Sixers. If we're going to go into next season and say this is our year, a lot of those what-ifs need to be checked off.
Yes.
610-632-0975.
But I think they will be.
I hope so. I'm nervous about Butler and Harris because you say you listen to a lot of NBA radio, NBA TV, and a lot of the pundits are saying more likely one returns than two. And what does that mean? So if Butler comes back, but not Tobias, how do they fill that roster spot? What if it's Tobias and not Jimmy? What do they do to fill that role, which is even more pronounced, Dan, because it's a leadership role, a guy who can break down players off the dribble, create a shot. And some of this is out of their hands.
You can
offer what you offer.
I know.
But the player can say, I'm going elsewhere. And we know. And one thing we know, NBA players collude. And apparently, I was reading an article just a little bit ago during a break here. He does have eyes for either L.A. or New York, according to this article. But will he stay in Philadelphia? And did that Instagram post, was that foreshadowing that maybe he's not? I don't know. Let's go to Kevin in Warminster on the Fanatic. What's up, Kev?
How you doing?
Great.
What's up, Ant? Listen to you guys a lot.
What's up, buddy?
I came out to lunch up here at Ant's Choice in Warminster, and I turned you guys on. I hear you guys talking about, you know, how the young kids to play up in the upper levels, and I am a former roller hockey player who played when I was younger to ice. I went to ice, and I played in the upper levels and the lower levels, and I had more fun in the lower levels because I scored more and I was better in that level, you know?
Yeah, but did that do anything to develop your game to be better? Is it better to not be pushed and just be able to go to a level and dominate versus playing with guys that are better than you to have to raise the level of your game to be able to play well?
Yeah, you're correct about that, but isn't it about the kids having fun too?
Well, it depends on what you're in it for.
Yeah, I mean,
at six, it should be fun.
My kids playing. Yeah, but my kid, listen, Mossy's six. I want him to learn the game. All right, he's better skilled right now in that he knows how to catch it. He can throw it. I mean, he's probably beyond T-ball. He's beyond that. So I think it's good for him to be able to go try out. If he doesn't make it, But he should be okay with it. I'd rather him play up and learn the game.
That's great. Take them to the batting cages tonight, and there you go. You can hit some too. Get in the batting cage.
Yeah, take a couple rips. That'll help you get over your depression. Get a nice
good
sweat.
Idea.
Yeah.
There you go.
Take out your frustrations on that little ball.
It's a good idea.
Yeah?
All right, Kev, man. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, fellas. All right, have a good one.
See you, man. Let's go to Tony in Riverside on the Fanatic. What's up, Tone? Tony.
Hey, Tone.
Oh, that phone's on mute, man. There he is. What's up, Tone?
Hey, Tone.
Tone. All right, let's put him on hold. John in Pennsburg's on the Fanatic. What's up, Johnny?
Yo. So, Andy, you said you really didn't want to think today, but now I got, you know, and that, but I have a question that I don't understand about the NBA, you know, free agency.
Uh-huh.
So I'm ruining your day because now you have to think a little bit. I mean, something you didn't want to do today. You wanted to just, like, chill out.
Well, I didn't want to get into a deep sports conversation, but that's all right.
Okay. So this is my question. They have Tobias and they have Jimmy Butler.
Uh-huh.
So that, to me, that's two max contracts. And I keep on hearing the Knicks have two slots. So don't the Sixers have two slots?
Yeah, you can re-sign your own. See, the key is you can keep all four. So you can have Embiid, Simmons, Butler, and Tobias. And that's why they traded Fultz. People go, why did they get rid of Fultz for nothing? Well, they got rid of Fultz for nothing, so you had that slot. So now that slot is you have your own four that you can extend, and you can extend more than anybody else. So now you go into the luxury tax with four, but this ownership group, which I think is really good, is willing to go into the luxury tax.
But with those four slots that you're talking about, couldn't they be?
They're not interchangeable. So if you lose Tobias or Butler, you can't replace them. You can only re-sign to what you have on your roster.
But isn't that just for Supermax, not just the Max? Like, the Max is whatever, 4 years, 140. And the Super.
But you won't have any other opportunity to do a Max deal if both of them leave. If one of them leave. Yeah,
one Max.
If both leave, we can replace one Max.
Max, okay.
All right.
And that would be like a KD type of situation.
My next question is then, are they both worth Supermax? Or, you know what I mean?
Well, you don't have to Supermax them. You can just give them a Max contract. But your advantage is Supermax.
Your advantage is the Supermax.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Are they worth it?
But here's the thing. Individually, they're not. However, within the team scope, they are. I mean, think about this. They both perform roles that you need. So right. Jimmy's your closer. He's also your secondary ball handler, facilitator.
Stopper.
Tobias is still ascending and can shoot the open three. Right?
But John, really what it comes down to is what they're worth to your team.
Right, but couldn't you find, I mean, I don't know, I don't even know who free agents are there. I mean, to me, I want Jimmy Butler.
What about Clay Thompson?
See, but if you keep Jimmy and let Tobias walk, you can't replace Tobias.
Yeah, you can't go out. Tyrone brought up yesterday Clay Thompson. He's a perfect guy.
I love Clay Thompson. I mean,
he's a guy that can shoot the lights out and defend.
Yes.
I mean, he's the perfect guy, but all indications are that he wants to stay on the West Coast, whether that's Golden State. Maybe it's not Golden State. Maybe he goes south and goes to the Clippers, or he goes to the Lakers, or whatever. Yeah. He's the perfect guy, but I don't know that he's going to want to
come here. Here's the problem. He's not coming here. Durant's not coming here. I mean, I don't think, barring a miracle. And those guys know. This is the thing about that league. The players run it, so the agents run the league. Mm-hmm. The agents have the most power. So that's all. If Kevin Durant wants to choose the Sixers, his agents let them know.
No doubt. The other thing, too, is the big four. Kyrie, where's he going? Is he staying in Boston?
Nah, he's going to go to New York.
All right. Is Anthony Davis going to end up with the Celtics?
It's about a trade.
Yeah. Is Kawhi going to stay in the Eastern Conference, or is he going to the Clippers? There's a lot of variables here. But none
yeah, I got to believe that Kawhi. Innuendo. I got to believe that Kawhi is going to L.A.
To the clip.
That's what it feels like to me. But yeah. I mean, who knows? I mean, yeah. He's another wild card.
Yeah. Well, we thought Paul George was going to leave too, and he ended up not. So.
Yeah. I mean, you know, listen.
You never know what can happen.
It's impossible to get in their heads.
Mm-hmm. But you got to work the channels with the agents.
They run the league. Right. But to our last caller, who's a terrific guy. You, those guys, I agree with you. They're not by themselves guys that are going to start a team. Like, you're not going to start a team with Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris. But I think they play such a role, an important role on your team, that I would, the Supermax.
Yeah, more value here than perhaps anywhere else. 610-632-0975. Jason Martinez here to tell you about Window Nation. It's that time of year. Graduation time, not just for schools, but time to graduate your home. Up to new energy efficient windows from Window Nation. Now, as a graduation gift, all window styles, check this out, 50% off. You choose beige, bows, double hung, wood, vinyl, any size, any color, all custom made and all 50% off. Window Nation's massive buying power is a diploma in deals, and they're going to pass the savings on to you, the customer. It gets even better. Make no down payment, no payments, and no interest for 12 full months. And if you call Window Nation this week, this is when you got to act. You can take 50% off every window plus get free. Yeah, free blinds with the purchase of a house of windows. Now, new windows, they save energy, they improve the look, and they improve the value of your home. Now, 50% off with no down payments, no payments, no interest for 12 months, plus the free blinds. So call Window Nation today. You'll get a free in-home estimate. They'll come out the next day, and they'll provide you a quote that's valid for a full year. You got nothing to lose. Make the call. School year is about to end, and so is the deal. So hurry and call 866-90-NATION today or visit them online at WindowNation.com. Again, 866-90-NATION or online at WindowNation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Fanatic Sports Update.
A loss, but still on top.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Welcome back! Midday Show!
The hole, you feel the hole this weekend, don't you?
I do. I feel.
The playoff hole?
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, just to clarify something, when I was talking about my Mossy playing up, trying out for the travel team, I think it's more important you to play up. We had that guy call up, and he's like a nice guy, but you never want to play down. I mean, I think that's absurd. You need to play up, but that's for serious athletes, kids that have like a true gift,
mm-hmm.
right? Like that have really a true gift. I'm just looking at my kid and saying, he's six. He's a baby still. So does he have? I just don't want to ruin the game for. I don't want him to get disappointed. Like if he was 10, he needs to learn the lesson. But at six, is that too young to learn the lesson?
Yeah, is he going to see the lesson in it?
So, you know, just, I mean, you want to protect him. Like, I'm all about, like, I'm not babying him. So, I'm going to make him go out for it and try.
Yeah.
And, you know, he probably won't make it.
If he does, be great for him.
Right. If
roll
he does,
the dice.
It'll, you know, I mean, there's a big difference between six, and he's not turning seven until next March, and playing with kids that are going to be eight in the fall.
He's newly minted six.
Yes.
Just got there.
But like I like him to play the travel team. They play better competition.
Yep.
And it's not just that they play, you know, a little bit more sophisticated group at that age.
Yeah.
You know,
no question. Well, best of luck to him. We'll go out there and have a good couple of days, couple of showings, and you never know. Kid playing up at that age.
He warmed my heart. I'll just share with you. He warmed my heart the other day. He had a game and he says, "Daddy." You stay? Could you throw me pop-ups?
Yeah.
And we stayed after the game Wednesday night. We stayed on a field. Everybody left.
Yeah.
Just me and him till it got dark.
Oh, that's cool. I'll remember that. Despite being six, that's important. No question. It's crazy. Like the youth level sports now, there's so much politics that are involved.
It
it sucks.
Yeah.
That happens.
You know, I mean, I think
You'll get to that part.
And yeah, I mean, right now, the guys are really great dudes that have won this league and all. They're great.
You're in a purity stage.
Yeah, I just, listen, all I want them to do is learn the game. That's all, like
love
the game.
It. Yeah, you know? Fall in love with that. So a lot of times, if you play the sport, that helps.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because, like, we get home, and then he'll come sit on my lap, and we'll watch the Phillies. That are, like, that was the other thing, too. Like, he would watch the Sixers with me.
Yeah.
So he could come in. You know, Dad, what did you say? And it'll crawl in your lap.
Asking questions and stuff.
Yeah. You know, and you lie. Like, I love that.
Yeah. The thing that's, it's weird because the NFL has the best ratings, clearly, over everything. It rules the sports world in this country. And it's got hardcore fans that never played it. A lot of times it takes playing the sport to develop a hardcore fan. Now, there's exceptions, of course. But the NFL, there's probably the most exceptions.
Of people that didn't play it.
Well, that's why it's the fourth, you know, because not a lot of people played it at the same levels that they played baseball as a kid or they played basketball.
So we're growing up, there wasn't a ton of rinks.
No, and the expense to play with all the equipment.
Oh, it was way expensive, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. They have these programs now where they give you equipment and see if you fall in love with it, and then they figure it's an investment in the future that you'll buy all of your equipment down the road.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, growing up, like that's, you know, playing football. People love football despite the fact that they've never played it in their life. More than any other sport, in my opinion. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And sometimes you think, well, I need to have perspective of having played it at some level to understand it. And that's not true. Because there's great people analyzing and smart people, NBA people, that never played it. Or never played it at a high level. And same goes with football, as a matter of fact.
Listen. This whole notion that you know, oh my God, sports, you got to know this, know that. That's all nonsense. Half this lingo, they change it, and it's like one thing. It's not like you're a doctor. I mean, you know, everybody knows sport. Like if you pay attention and like it's your hobby, you know it.
Yeah, because you can be educated on it more now than ever through, you know, the web and everything else.
Yeah.
And the amount of availability of information you can get off Twitter.
I mean, it's not just the sport. It's you. Now, the work comes in following the players and actually watching the play. Like you can be Naismith, but if you're not watching, you know, the Western Conference, it's going to be hard to dissect the players. Right.
So we load up a column, then you should reserve your right to have an opinion on those players. They're not worth getting. They're no good.
Even if you know the sport inside and out.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Joseph in St. Augustine on the Fanatic. Hey, Joe. Joseph.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, buddy?
Just want to talk a few things. Sixers, emotion in sports, and our teams going forward, but and when that shot went down, I thought of three things. I thought of my dad, yourself, and the first lesson that I learned in sports. And, you know, I know just like my father, you're 4-for-4, but the Sixers are your darling. So, honestly, nothing short of time, I think, will help you guys get over that loss. So I understand your misery. But after the initial heartbreak, I thought of my first lesson in sports. And my dad growing up, I was fortunate enough to have him as my wrestling coach. And I remember my first loss being heartbroken, and he consoled me and said, you'll learn more from this one loss than you will any victory. And honestly, I think that is the best piece of humble pie that the Sixers got served to. Because you look at how they responded. They brought Brett back. Joel has vowed to come back better than ever. And in his last message before he goes on his wine vacation, Jimmy thanked us, the fans, and our city, and his teammates. And he's going to be back. So the Sixers better than ever. So just hang on in there, man. But
it's beautiful. I got to tell you that, Joseph. That was a beautiful message.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.